This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بعد يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث ناي كولكشن الإمام مسلم in his صحيح narrated to us by أبو هريرة. Maybe tonight and then next tomorrow and then we'll finish the significance of Jum'ah inshallah theme. So tomorrow will be the last one. I have two more to narrate for you inshallah. This is a very short hadith, but I think it's extremely important. So the meaning of it is worthy of contemplation. He said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, قال إذا قال الرجل لأخيه والإمام يخطب أنصت فقد لغى. وزاد الإمام أحمد في رواية له فقال ومن لغى فلا جمعة له. So what he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, in this hadith is that if a man or a person in the midst of a Jum'ah khutbah, meaning the Imam has gone on the minbar and has said, you know, Assalamu alaikum, and before he says أقيم الصلاة, anything between those two moments, if someone says to someone beside them, a brother or a friend, or أنصت, meaning stop talking, please listen, فقد لغى. اللغو is when you perform an act that is not a part of a ruling or not a part of a ritual. That's a لغو. It's to say something that you're not supposed to say in a specific situation. Imam Ahmad, in his narration, he adds to that, so that the clarity is, قَالُوا مَنْ لَغَى, and those who perform لَغُو, meaning speak out of turn or out of place in a position where they shouldn't, فَلَا جُمُعَةَ لَهُ, they don't get the full ajr of Jum'ah. They lose the ajr of Jum'ah by talking. And that is if you are looking at someone who is talking, asking them to please be quiet so you can hear the Imam speak, and you lose the ajr of Jum'ah by doing that. This hadith, what it explains to us, is that any form of communication outside of, within Jumu'ah, outside of the communication you have with the Imam, will cost you the reward of Jumu'ah. Any form of communication, if you decide that you're going to talk to anyone, if you're going to look at your text messages or text someone back, for example, that will take away the ajr of Jumu'ah. That's just because Jumu'ah, the two khutbahs for Jumu'ah, are basically in substitution of the first two rak'ahs of Dhuhr. Dhuhr is 4 rak'ah. Jum'ah you pray 2, but then you have 2 khutbahs you listen to, so that takes care. So during Jum'ah, you're in salah. You can't attend Jum'ah without wudu, and then go make wudu and come pray rak'atayn Jum'ah. No, you have to have wudu when you're praying Jum'ah. It's like tawaf. It's an act of worship. So within Jum'ah, any form of communication that's not with the Imam, and that is very much not recommended. Like, you're not welcome to speak to the Imam during the khutbah, by the way. But what you can do is you can respond to the Imam. I mean, if the Imam says, يعني, قولوا لا إله إلا الله, then you say, لا إله إلا الله. If he talks about the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, you صلي عليه, اللهم صلي على محمد. So you can respond to what the Imam is doing with tasbih and tahleel and takbir and tahmeed and tamjeed. Any form of exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually recommended, but that's response into what the Imam is saying. Some scholars say if you respond now with that same action to someone else outside of the Jum'ah, you lose the ajr of Jum'ah. Even if it's tahleel and takbir and tahmeed, it has to be with Imam, because this is what we're doing. We're here to work together. We're here to actually elevate our spirits. We're here to take the ajr. We're here to celebrate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us and the presence of the malaika and the reward that's there. But there is a system. And I see this a lot from the minbar. I don't see as much, maybe people, I do see people speaking every once in a while. I do, I won't lie. But the majority of people I see are looking at their phones, right? Don't look at your phone in Jum'ah, unless you are an on-call emergency physician, or unless you're someone who has to respond immediately in order for lives not to be lost. Then in Jum'ah, your phone should be off, or you should not respond to it no matter what happens, because that's a form of communication. It's like, would you in Salah, if your phone goes off, take it out and take a look who sent you a message and maybe respond quickly and put it back? No, and I've seen that, by the way, as well. Just so you know, I've seen that with my own eyes. I've actually saw someone take their phone out, respond, and continue as the Imam was going. The Imam was taking too long, it's the Imam's fault, he shouldn't have taken so long. But you're not allowed to do that. You lose your act of prayer. You lose your Salah for that. And Jumu'ah is no different. And that's what he taught us, alayhi salatu wasalam. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا قال الرجل لأخيه والإمام يخطب أنصت فقد لغى وزاد الإمام أحمد ومن لغى فلا جمعة له. This is the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. It would be almost impossible for me not to point out the beauty of this day, where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came to this world, and it's the day the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام also left it. And it to me, you know, or the scholars that taught me in Damascus, they always, you know, gave a certain degree of significance to this memory and the reverence and love they had to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. They couldn't hold it back. But it you know, between the birth of someone and the death of someone is their life. And that's what this day reminds us of his life, alayhi salatu wasalam, and what he did, the heritage he left us, the privilege that we have of knowing him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and carrying, you know, the teachings and the legacy that he left us, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a very meaningful thing. Some of my teachers would take Rabi' al-Awwal, Rabi' al-Thani, and in those 2 months, all they did was just talk about the shama'il of the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam. And something, that's what I was taught, you know, even to do, even though I kind of lost my way from that a little bit. So it's a beautiful night to, you know, increase your salah on the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi ajma'in, in remembrance of something, of a day that was very significant for us as Muslims, the day that he entered this world, alayhi salatu wasalam, and the day that we were blessed with his presence. I hope that was a benefit to you. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakumullah khairan, barakallahu feekum, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, just as a reminder, we do have I'm continuing my lecture. So if you don't mind praying your sunnah either quickly, and then if you want to attend, you're welcome to. If you intend a long sunnah or a taraweeh type of thing, then do that in the extension. If you want